Hi dolls, let me ask you a question. When you think of aesthetics, how does it make you feel? Are you confused, overwhelmed, or even unsure of where to start and which treatment is going to be best for you? Welcome to my brand new podcast, Fresh Not False, where we are going to be talking about how we can help you navigate the world of skin, beauty, and aesthetics. My name is Anna Harvey, and I'm here to help you understand more about our fabulous industry. Hi dolls, welcome back to my podcast. I cannot believe it, and I'm sitting here. I've got my little furry hot water bottle and it's cold. I don't know about you, but I am definitely not ready for summer to be over. I need the sun back in my life. It's dark so early, dark mornings, dark nights. Roll on, summer 2023. I don't want to wish the time away, but I do wish the heat would come back. But it definitely helps that we can travel now, doesn't it? Anyway, so today I'm going to be talking to you about skin aging and minimizing it. How can you minimize skin aging? And wow, this is such a great question. Where do we start with this? It is so vast. So I'm going to try and break it down for you. Firstly, let's start by addressing the elephant in the room. There is absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to keep youthful, plumpy, glowy, and dewy skin. I don't know about you, but I want to look my best at any age. And that doesn't mean looking overfilled or overstretched. It means keeping my healthy and youthful skin. I want to be aging gracefully, beautifully, and elegantly. And that's not a crime, although for some reason, sometimes we are made to feel as if it is. Do you ever feel like that? Sometimes we can't talk about it, right? Okay, guys, we're going to do it. Why would you not want to look as good as possible for as long as possible? Age is just a number, baby, and with my help, both you and I are going to keep it that way. And if that makes me sound vain, then so be it. Beauty to me is confidence and armor. And when I look my best, I definitely feel my best. And that's exactly what I want to be able to give to every single super fabulous female that walks through our clinic door. So let's get back to the question. How can you minimize skin aging? First of all, dolls, prevention is better than cure. So if I've got anybody in their 20s that's listening to this podcast, I would strongly advise getting yourself on a fantastic skincare routine and having regular in-clinic treatments for the face and body. For the ladies with me who are looking for a cure, just know that it can be done. We just need a little bit of extra time, patience, and investment. And you hear me go on about this all the time, but what will make you look youthful is healthy skin. It doesn't matter how much plastic surgery you have to tighten up that sagging skin. If the skin is not healthy, it will still look old. So what makes skin look old? Things such as broken capillaries, dark spots that are caused by sun damage, tired eyes, blotchy skin, dehydrated, dry or flaky skin. Premature aging will be caused by free radicals in the skin. So dolls, if you're wondering what causes free radicals in the skin, it's things like smoking, drinking alcohol, unhealthy eating, unhealthy and stressful lifestyle, toxins, overexposure to the sun, pollutants, or they can just be produced in the body through the natural biological process. And what we want to do with our skin is to try and minimize that free radical damage and where possible heal it. As an example, vitamin C is a very well-known antioxidant that's clinically proven to fight against free radicals. So make sure you drink plenty of water, eat lots of veggies, throw in some fruit for your sugar, minimize that alcohol intake, and if you can give it up altogether, that's going to be even better. Put away those filthy cigarettes, stay out of the sun, and reapply your SPF when possible. And don't forget to use a medical skincare range or a professional skincare routine at home. The majority of the treatments that we're trying to offer in clinic will be stimulating your own collagen and elastin process. This is because from the age of 21, your collagen and elastin starts to decrease slightly each year and your skin cell turnover slows down. Hence, you start to age. And whilst we're never going to stop the aging process, we can definitely slow it down. So I'm going to get into some treatments that I would recommend for you to try out to slow down that aging process. First of all, let's start with IPL. This is also known as intense pulse light, and it's an excellent treatment to help with a multitude of things, such as pigmentation, collagen rejuvenation, and thread veins. IPL is a light energy that can target different colors in your skin, and then your body will get rid of the unwanted cells, and it's also what we use in laser hair removal. Then we've got chemical peels. No, ladies, do not be scared of a chemical peel. For all of you that have seen Samantha from Sex and the City, when she has that peel, trust me, you will not look like that when you leave the clinic, okay? We've got various different types of peels, ranging from superficial to deep. And the ones that we have to offer in clinic are superficial and medium depth, and they have little to no downtime. With some of the chemical peels, when they're more superficial, you can actually come into the clinic, have that treatment, and then have no peeling whatsoever. And with one of the brands of medium depth peels that we use, it actually works more dermally rather than epidermally. So you don't get a lot of shedding on your epidermal layers of the skin, which is an absolute winner. They are some of my favorite peels to use. The SkinMed peel, the one I particularly like, is called the JR peel. So chemical peels are actually doing the job that your skin naturally does. It's just speeding up that process. So they're really good for lifting pigment, shallowing fine lines, unclogging pores, and getting your skin looking dewy and fresh. Because where that skin cell turnover slows down as we age, you then get dead skin cells building up on top of each other. And if you're not sloughing them off, your skin can look dull. It can increase the fine lines. And that's why you want a chemical peel to shed that off, so you've got nice, fresh baby skin underneath. I'd recommend having chemical peels once every 4 to 6 weeks in clinic. If we're treating a specific skin concern like pigmentation or acne, we might need to see you more regularly, or we might need to put you on a treatment plan first. But I would definitely, even as maintenance, like coming in once every 4 to 6 weeks is going to do you a hella favor for your skin. All right, does. And then we've got tightening loose skin. So you can tighten your loose skin with treatments like radiofrequency and microneedling. And in clinic, we use a device called the Vivace, which is actually a combination of radio frequency and microneedling together. So the brilliant thing about this is that the radio frequency heats up the skin, and then the microneedling causes a controlled trauma that is going to help stimulate your collagen and elastin. As I said, that's what we're trying to do with everything in the clinic. So this device helps lift, tighten, shrink pores, improves the complexion, tone, and texture of your skin. And I would say that our clients love this treatment because there's barely any downtime. You get a little bit of like a superficial redness that is gone within 60 minutes, completely gone. It's a very comfortable treatment to have done. So I would say it's virtually pain-free. And we use an anesthetic on the top of the skin as well. So that really helps. I would say this is one of our most popular treatments since introducing it into the clinic. And we've been getting brilliant results. Now, moving on to the body. For stubborn areas of fat, we've got something called the Exilis Elite Radio Frequency Body Contouring Device. And radio frequency is completely pain-free with no downtime, other than maybe you get a little bit of redness to the skin post-treatment. But it's an excellent treatment to target stubborn pockets of fat, which aren't going away with diet and exercise. And although this is not a weight loss solution, it can help keep you motivated during your weight loss journey. Radio frequency gently heats up the tissue between 40 and 42 degrees and uses ultrasound to reduce your fat and tighten the skin. I would say you need about 4 to 6 sessions of this done, depending on what we're trying to do. So we would have to assess that area first. But this can be used for cellulite on the back of the legs, give you a bum lift. It can be used post-pregnancy to tighten any loose skin on the tummy, to reduce fat. It can be used on your arms. It can be used on your calves, around your knees, if you've got loose skin, around your elbows, literally anywhere on your body, you can use radio frequency. We've also got something called Exozomes, which are a new kid on the block, and we've just recently introduced them into the clinic. But I am going to keep this one a secret for now, and I'm going to do a completely separate podcast about it because we've just got back from Korea where we've been visiting the manufacturers. And we have been at the world's first regenerative medicine conference. So I think that deserves an entire episode of its own where I can fully explain that to you. And of course, ladies, to finish on, we've got injectable treatments such as Profhilo, botulinum toxin, dermal fillers, and PRP. So Profhilo is a hyaluronic acid injectable treatment, which stimulates your skin's cell receptors to improve the skin laxity and restore firmness, and also hydrates your skin and will help with any sagging tissue. There's no downtime on this apart from a few little 5 points where you inject the serum into the skin and you get a little raised lump for a couple of hours, maybe anything from 2 to 24 hours post-treatment. And you need 2 sittings of that. And then about 6 months later, you have a top up of it. Then we've got botulinum toxin, also known as muscle relaxing injections. So this is one of the most common known treatments for the upper part of the face. And this helps with softening lines. When this treatment's done correctly, it looks absolutely fantastic and is mostly unnoticeable. However, when it is done too heavily, you can look frozen. I would say majority of our clients are so concerned that their partners are going to notice that they've had treatments done. And don't forget, sometimes it's better not to mention anything to anybody because they're not going to notice anyway. So we want to keep it as natural as possible so you're looking like you. Then you've got your dermal fillers, and there are so many different uses of dermal fillers. They're fantastic for restoring volume. So if you need a little lift in your cheekbones or some plumpness and shape to your lips, they can be brilliant. You can also use it for if you have tired eyes, if they're looking tired underneath, you can restore the volume and you can soften the lines underneath. If you need any definition to your jawline, elongating your chin or even straightening the nose, I've had my nose done and it was one of the best treatments that I didn't even realize that I needed or wanted. And I had it as a model one day and it just changed the whole side profile of my face. And now I don't know if I would ever be able to go without it. And then dolls, last but certainly not the least, is permanent makeup. Gone are the days of heavy, obvious and unnatural permanent makeup tattooing. Before, you might have heard the word permanent makeup and thought, oh my gosh, I do not want to go anywhere near that. But we are 20 years on from how that work used to be. And now we've got the nano hair stroke eyebrows, which are so natural and unnoticeable that they can blend in perfectly and really recreate the shape of a natural eyebrow. And then we've got our subtle eyeliners that define your lash line and kissable lips that have got a soft shading technique, just adding a pop of color. And with no makeup, waking up in the morning, going to the gym, swimming, absolutely nobody would have no idea that your makeup was tattooed. They think it's just your natural face. And that definition is amazing. When I'm creating eyebrows for clients, I find it can take up to 10 years off of somebody by adding that definition and shape back. And I always find it brings the color back to the face and makes you focus more on the eyes. It just makes them so much brighter. We do a full makeup with makeup package at the clinic, which is one of the most beneficial treatments for looking useful. Plus, it saves you a hell of a lot of time and money and confidence when you go to sleep and wake up with that soft, subtle pop of makeup and pop of color. So dolls, to summarize, when all of these treatments are done correctly, less always equals more and you'll be looking fresh, not false. Okay? Less is always more. We want to be keeping you looking like you, just that nice, bouncy, glowy, dewy skin, a pop of color and some volume if needed. The idea here, dolls, is to give you your bounce, that soft definition to keep you looking the best you can for as long as you can. Why would you not want that? I know I certainly do. So dolls, I'm going to finish up here today. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. I really love talking about it. And if you've got any questions, please DM me on Instagram. And if there's anything you'd like me to talk about specifically, please do get in touch. And I look forward to speaking to you next time. Thank you so much, dolls. Bye-bye. Dolls, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Fresh Not False. And please remember to subscribe and review. You can also follow my Instagram page for more information on the world of aesthetics. It's at Ella Harvey Skin and Beauty. If you've got any burning questions about anything we've discussed, please do send me a WhatsApp on 07592 170688 and I will do my best to answer you in future episodes. Bye, dolls!